Tarantula. In the 1950s, the world was in a Cold War. Yet there was hot atomic testing, with Pacific atolls being blown into non-existence, and school children crawling under their desks at a school bell. Russia and the United States were headbutting, and angry rhetoric took the place of missiles. Scientists and what they were working on became a preoccupation for the public. In the 1950s, there was also a flurry of B-movies about giant insects, crabs, and birds turned into threats by nuclear radiation and or chemical injections in secret government research stations, taking revenge on humans that created them, casting fear into hearts at local theaters, and spawning fantastic comic books. One such movie production was a 1955 epic titled Tarantula. The plot stars a giant angry spider escaping from an isolated desert laboratory and threatening the fictional town of Desert Rock, its hard luck population, the U.S., and by extrapolation, the world. This real tarantula outside my guest house in Haiti is not to be feared. After a discussion with the kids who watched the tarantula with me, he's allowed to live, to move back into the brush. His bite would hurt, but his venom wouldn't be fatal to any watching him this morning, while tree trimmers work, stirring up undergrowth. We have more to fear from the things this big boy eats. Scarier than tarantulas is what science is doing outside our purview, while promising everything is just fine.